Welcome to Tandem with the Random, a bi-weekly podcast featuring interesting people doing interesting things from all different walks of life. In this installment, we'll hear from April Setti, co-director of Art All Night, a 24-hour arts and music community event taking place at the old Roebling Wireworks complex in Trenton, New Jersey. We'll discuss the history of the event, what you can expect to see and hear at this year's Art All Night, and how you can submit artwork or how to become a volunteer. That conversation and more are just ahead on Tandem with the Random for Monday, June 6, 2011. Now here is your host, Brian Kelly. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Tandem with the Random. My name is Brian Kelly, and I am your host for this podcast. My guest this time out is April Setti, co-director of Art All Night, a 24-hour community arts and music event that has taken place in Trenton each year since 2007. April will tell us all about this really amazing event, which runs from 3 p.m. Saturday, June 18th through 3 p.m. Sunday, June 19th at the Roebling Wireworks in Trenton. But first, a few random thoughts. My 2011 summer concert season started this past Saturday at the Apple Farm Arts and Music Festival in Elmer, New Jersey, where I got to see performances by David Wax Museum, Good Old War, Nicole Atkins and the Black Sea, Gogo Bordello, Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band, Ani DeFranco, and Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. It was a great day of music, and my wife, Allison, and I were able to take part in a special meet and greet with Nicole Atkins and the Black Sea that I've discussed previously on this podcast. Nicole and company were very nice to us, taking a picture with us and signing a poster we had purchased at the festival. My pictures from the festival are on the Tandem with the Random blog at tandem.wordpress.com if you're interested in seeing those. Next up on my concert calendar is Peter Gabriel with his New Blood Orchestra in Camden, New Jersey on June 25th. Cannot wait for that, especially since June 16th will mark the 25th anniversary of the first time I ever saw Peter Gabriel live, which was amazing, and at the Amnesty International Conspiracy of Hope show at Giant Stadium in 1986. Also, my Doctor Who update for this podcast, the mid-season finale of Doctor Who, titled A Good Man Goes to War, aired in the UK over the weekend, which I was able to see through some internet trickery since BBC America is now a week behind, thanks to the Memorial Day weekend that they took off from showing new episodes. It was a crazy episode, and one question has been answered, but there are many more that need to be resolved during the final six episodes of the season, which will air in the fall. It wasn't the greatest of episodes, but it was fun, and it did serve as a nice way to enter the mid-season hiatus. So, cannot wait for Doctor Who to come back in the fall. Well, after this short musical break, we'll hear April Setti talk about Art All Night in Trenton, New Jersey. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tandem with the Random podcast at tandem.wordpress.com.
One of the greatest events in the central New Jersey area each year is Art All Night. Since 2007, this 24-hour arts and music event held at the old Roebling Wireworks in Trenton, New Jersey, has been delighting many people in the area and beyond. Last year's Art All Night attracted submissions from more than 850 artists of all ages, skill levels, and media, and more than 10,000 attendees. With me now to discuss Art All Night 2011, which takes place from 3 p.m. Saturday, June 18th, through 3 p.m. Sunday, June 19th, is event co-director April Setti. April, thank you for joining us on Tandem with the Random. How are you?
I am great, thank you.
Good. So, I know you weren't around for Art All Night since the beginning, but can you briefly describe how the concept for Art All Night came about and how you got involved with the event?
Well, Art All Night was stemmed to help promote artists as well as to help with the urban redevelopment of inner city. And Trenton has lots of warehouse space one in particular is the Roebling Wireworks building. So the director at the time, Michael Comfort, had seen this cool event out in Pittsburgh and said, wow, this would be a great opportunity to incorporate into the Trenton market. Because it appeals to refrigerator art all the way up to novice pieces of sculptures. I mean, it's pretty incredible the amount of art that's submitted. I had the privilege of going one year. I went on a Sunday, which is still a lot of interesting things go on, although Saturday is kind of the highlight. And I was like, wow, this is a really cool event. It would be great to market and work with it. And then it was weird, like 7 months later, we got a phone call with someone saying, you know, there's an event, you should apply for it. And we did. And, you know, we talked to the directors and we got we got hired to help market and promote sponsorship outreach and to kind of take the event to the next level. And, you know, that's how we got involved.
So it's a great event and I've been there a couple of times. What kind of support are you getting from the local communities and businesses in the area for Art All Night? It's a massive undertaking. It's a free event, mind you. People can attend for free. You know, I imagine it needs a ton of support financially and emotionally to some extent. Can you talk about the support that you've been getting for Art All Night?
Art All Night gets incredible amount of support from the community. It's probably single-handedly the largest event outside of Sun National Bank Center, which is the arena with concerts, that attracts over 10,000 people into the Trenton area to attend this event. They come from New York, Princeton, the whole outside community of Trenton in itself. But as far as like the Trenton businesses, we really try and include them. We have an area for developers to promote upcoming opportunities in the Trenton community, development that's happening. PC Richards donates flat screen TV so that we can show the slideshows to kind of create an interactive component to promote Trenton. We have restaurants that are, most of them, I'd say 90%, it's hard to find everyone from the Trenton community, are vendors that have businesses in the, as far as food goes, it's Taste of the Nation. And we try and include every type of food component from Polish, Spanish, you know, let's see what else we've got, Caribbean food, you know, to kind of give a flavor because Trenton's a very mixed and diverse culture. And as far as the city of Trenton, Mercer County, they just roll up the red carpet and say, how can we help you? It's really an awesome event, and everyone in the community supports it because it really is good. I guess people look at it as, well, Trenton's, you know, still here. We're trying to revitalize, and here's an event. Come check it out. People are quite amazed when they walk into the Roebling Wireworks building and they're like, wow, this is awesome. I didn't know this was here. And you hear that and then they come back the following year and they bring more people. So we're very happy to, you know, be able to say that because not a lot of events, even in the community, can say, wow, you know, this is great. I didn't know it was here. And every year it just gets bigger.
So what can people expect from this year's event?
Well, we have a really cool wood carving, his name's Jonathan, and he's going to be taking this huge log and carving it with a chainsaw and doing other pieces I don't really know wood carvers do, but I'm very excited to see that. We have interactive art with Art Fusion. We have a lot of displays with art that's made and it's all lit up with like tikis. And then inside we have master art classes that go on both Saturday and Sunday. We have a lot of activities for the kids. This year we actually included kids' activity for Saturday and Sunday. We also have an indoor stage and an outdoor stage. 24 hours of performing arts goes on. We have bands. And again, all of these people donate their time. We do not pay for one entertainer. We just don't have the budget. The money goes to Artworks, which is the art organization of, you know, Art All Night. And everybody just volunteers their time. It's amazing. I mean, Paul Flummery comes out. I think he's done it from the beginning, or at least its second year. We have some other artists like Kelly Carvin. She's a local artist.
Yeah, and I've seen her before, yes.
Yeah, I mean, these guys get paid decent money, and they're donating time to support the art community and support this event, which is huge.
And another question, what color is the t-shirt this year?
This year, I'm very excited to say, we have some really, really cool t-shirts. We have a female cut as well as a male version, so things will be a little bit sexier for the women to buy the shirt. This year, Joe Kazemka, he's awesome. He's a graphics guy, and he's also one of the co-leaders for Art All Night this year. And he does incredible work. And it's a cranberry color, and it looks really nice. And we have some road signs out there, and it really pops. So I'm very excited about this year's color. It's really, really nice.
Well, I'm a Rider alum, so cranberry is fine with me. So, and again, you've talked about all the artwork, all the music acts, and obviously to make this event go, you need artwork and you need volunteers. Can you talk about how somebody can get involved and how to submit art or how to volunteer their time?
Absolutely. Well, Art All Night is really special because it allows a child who has the refrigerator art or maybe an adult who's not an artist but just has a passion for it. Art is for everyone. Art is in the eyes of the beholder, whether you like it or not. We accept everything. It's free to submit your art. If you wish to sell it, we encourage a donation and of which they decide to go towards artwork. But we don't, mandate that you sell your art to submit the pieces. That's why we get over 850 pieces of art. It's a very rigorous process, but to start, if you do want to submit your art to Art All Night, you can go on to artworkstrenton.org, and then you'll see a section on their website that says Art All Night. And then when you get on there, there's actually a place where you can check out the different entertainers, performers, and how to submit your art is like the first banner on the top. If you want to volunteer, this event is incredible. We have 350 volunteers. Each of them, we require like a 3-hour shift, and then they come to the event. If you'd like to volunteer, again, go to the website, and there's the top button, how to volunteer. And there's different components. There's a questionnaire that you fill out, what's your hours, what time. You get a t-shirt, an Art All Night t-shirt. It's white with the cranberry color. So it's kind of our way of saying thank you. However, June 9th is the orientation for the Art All Night volunteers. So that's a really important component. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, make sure to do that as soon as possible. Get your stuff registered so we can get you a t-shirt in your size that you requested, as well as to make the orientation training. And we do feed them. We give, the people food when they come and walk them through the whole process. So it kind of gets everyone excited.
Excellent. I'm going to try to be there. I really love this event, and I hope anybody listening can make their way to Trenton on June 18th and 19th, correct?
Yes, June 18th and 19th. It's 3 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's literally 24 hours.
Excellent.
And so there's no excuse. I work late. Well, guess what? We're still running and operating.
Right. If I get there, it'll probably be close to 2 a.m. So.
We'll be there.
That'll probably be my
definitely
one opportunity.
Be there.
So.
And there will be music going on and things to do. So it's not like you're going somewhere and, everybody's gone. There's still people there.
All right. Well, thank you to our guest, April Setti. She is a co-director for Art All Night in Trenton. Again, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Well, that concludes this episode of Tandem with the Random. Again, I'd like to thank April Setti for joining us to talk about Art All Night. And I apologize for the recording quality of that interview. I was using a different setup than usual, which really is never ideal to begin with, but I fought through it and did the best I could, but I thought it was still a great interview, and I want to thank April again for joining us. For more information about Art All Night or its parent organization, Artworks in Trenton, click on the links in the show notes at tandem.wordpress.com. Be sure to listen to the next installment of Tandem with the Random on Monday, June 20th, 2011, when we will be joined by another special guest. As usual, keep an eye on tandem.wordpress.com, follow us on Twitter at @TWTRpodcast, or like Tandem with the Random on Facebook for show updates. Until then, this is Brian Kelly. Take care. Thoughts and views expressed by the host of Tandem with the Random are not necessarily shared by guests of the program. Conversely, the thoughts and views expressed by guests of the podcast are not necessarily shared by the host. For more information and show notes for the podcast you just heard, please visit Tandem with the Random on the web at tandem.wordpress.com.